Once again, I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in a series dealing with finances with purpose. The series is all about living with purpose, and I really felt that it was time to talk about how our finances have purpose. And today we're going to talk about where does the Word of God give instructions on finances with purpose. The Lord speaks about money and financial issues frequently. Why is that? We're going to discover how our finances will be blessed by our God and see what the Lord desires us to do with money and find out how our finances have specific purpose. So with that, I believe God's got something very special intended for today. So let's pray and ask for His guidance and direction. Heavenly Father, I thank You for who You are. I thank You for this podcast, and I thank You for the opportunity we have to reach out people, quite frankly, all around the world. I thank You, Lord, for giving me this new idea, this new issue to talk about, and that is living with purpose. I pray that You would bless it now and anoint it. And I ask the Holy Spirit to come in and take control and do what only He can do. Bring me to an area that will reach and touch people's lives and help us to look into Your Word. And as we read some scriptures, I pray You would bless them and help us to be able to understand how they apply to our life and dealing with our finances and how that relates to our purpose in life. So Lord, I believe something great is going to happen because You're here. We're using Your Word, and we've asked the Holy Spirit to lead us. Bless those who are listening in. I pray they would meet whatever need that they have, and Lord, that You would speak to them very specially, I ask. All these things I pray for in Jesus' name, and I'll be careful to give You the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, today we're going to get into talking about something that is very interesting, I think, and that is how our finances really relate to our purpose in life. To understand our topic, we must look at God's Word for help. Obviously, we've got to go to the Word of God anytime we want instructions for our life and what God wants to do with us and for us. Everyone knows that money is required to live. We've got to have money. One way or another, we need it to live. What we need to know is how money and our purpose work together. And I think that's a unique type of teaching or podcast in order to help us understand the relationship between purpose and the finances that God wants to bless us with. Now, I like what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 in the New Living Translation tells us. Now, listen to these words. They're really powerful, and they relate directly to the title of today's podcast. Honor the Lord with your wealth. All right, right there, we know one of the primary reasons that God wants to bless us financially is that, first of all, that we will have finances, and secondly, that we are to honor Him with those. We learn that right off the bat in that one scripture. It says, so honor the Lord with wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. So everything that we have, the best that we have, we give to God. We honor God with it. Our home should honor God. Our car should honor God. Our bank account should honor God. Our tithing should honor God. Our gifts to other people to help them should always honor God. Then it says, if we do that, then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. Now, those are interesting references that they use there, and I'm reading now the New Living Translation, so that's kind of a more up-to-date translation, if you will. The use of those words, barns and grains and vats, really are referring to what we have, what we own, what we possess, what God has provided for us, and the blessings that He's given us. It is referring, I believe, in this particular case, to quite frankly our finances, because the things that we have or that we own, that we possess, even if we live in a modest home or a very expensive house, it is worth something. It is part of our financial package that we have in our life. And so I believe we can relate to those things that are basically God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us with whatever we have. Whatever we don't have, He wants to help us and bless us with that. And so that's why I believe that scripture relates closely to understanding how finances and purpose must relate to each other. Let me ask you a question. How do we use our finances? Do they honor God? Do they bless others? Do they just bless ourselves? Nothing wrong for us being blessed with our finances. There's nothing wrong with that being a part of the purpose that we're living, is to have finances so we can be blessed and then also be a blessing to other people. God doesn't just bless us so that we can keep it all and hoard it all. He wants us to be a blessing to others. You see, I believe that the key to all of this is to honor the Lord with our possessions, no matter what they are, whether it be talents, our abilities, what we have. That is the purpose, I believe, of having finances, is to honor God with finances. And if God didn't want us to have finances, then why would he talk about honoring the Lord with your wealth? And so I think that's pretty obvious that they do go together. Another excellent scripture to address finances with purpose is seen in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Now, in this particular podcast, as we're talking about finances with purpose, It's relating to life with purpose. It's relating to having hope with purpose. The reason that we live, the reason we want hope, the reason that we have finances is really what this particular podcast is dealing with. So look what Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 has to say. It's in the New Living Translation. Remember the Lord your God. All right, right off the bat, put him first. He is the one who gives you power. Therefore, that means he's our source, right? To be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. God made an oath to our ancestors. It goes all the way back to Abraham. God said, I will bless you, and those who follow you, I will bless them. And the blessings that we live under today as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, originated when God blessed Abraham, and he says, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. You see, Abraham and Sarah were not able to have a child. You know that story. I've talked about it a lot. And they were not able to have a child. She was in her 90s, and he was nearly 100 years old, and God spoke to him and said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And Abraham was like, really? Wow, I wonder how that's going to happen. So God blessed him, and they became fertile, and they had a child. And when they had a child, God said, you are now, basically, this is the beginning of you and your wife being the father, or let's call them the parents, of many nations. And that blessing that came upon him has gone through the ages, through the centuries, to where they are currently a blessing that we can have, and God wants to bless us. Now, with all that background, let me read that scripture again to see if it relates a little bit deeper to this podcast on finances with purpose. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful. That word successful is pretty direct. That certainly tells us that we're going to have success in our life. In order, though, to fulfill the covenant he, that's God, confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. That's our promise. That's what God wants to have for us. And therefore, God wants our finances to have purpose. He doesn't want us to have finances where we have no use but just to bless ourselves and do nothing else with it and hoard it and keep it back. He wants our finances to be blessed with a purpose. God planned to bless his followers if they understand and remember that he is their source of any blessing. This includes our finances. Let me talk about that for a second. You know, there's a lot of people in the years that I've been in banking and real estate developing and in pastoring now for the last 25 or 30 years nearly. And all the people that I've come across, I run across people sometimes that talk about how they did this and how they did that and they got this done and they got that done. And they're taking credit for everything. But believers need to understand that anything that's good that happened to us, every good and perfect gift, the word says, comes to us from heaven. And God is our source for blessing. So when we're talking about finances with purpose, that means God's blessings with purpose. God blesses us with purpose to do things that will bless the kingdom of God and bless others. Now, in a prior podcast in this series on living with purpose, I mentioned that God is our source in every area of life. It was a topic that I will flow in and out of through this teaching because it's vital to that, to keep reminding ourselves that God is our source. God's the one who blesses us. We're not lucky. It's not coincidences. It's not happenstance. It's just simply God blessing us. And there is a reason he blesses us, so that we can be a blessing. You know, the Lord knows that our purpose in life will impact our finances. Isn't that interesting? In Deuteronomy 8:18, God gives us power to be successful to fulfill his promise. So therefore, God wants us to have our finances focus in our life with purpose. God promised us purpose in life. He also promised to bless us. They go together. Now, in the research that I did to prepare for this podcast, I discovered some interesting things, and that is that the Bible has over 2,000 references to money, possessions, with the proper or improper way to use them. It made me ask a question. Why did the Lord address finances so often, so frequently? It said that one in every 6 verses in the Bible has something to do with finances throughout the Bible. That's just amazing when you think about that. God knew that we needed help. He knew that we would need help from him. how to handle our finances. Jesus had 38 parables, and 16 of them were about finances. Money, you know, it consumes more of our time than anything else. It shouldn't, but it does. People, I know men and women that's all they ever talk about. It's money, money, money. It's all about how much they have, how much they're going to have, how much they want to make, what they're going to buy, on and on and on. And a lot of that stuff is okay, but it cannot be the controlling factor in our life. And we cannot allow money to consume our thoughts. You see, it impacts our life in so many things that we do. It impacts where we eat and how we dress and whether we go on a vacation or not. And just about every single phase of our life is impacted by finances. When we get up in the morning and we're driving to work and we decide to stop and get a coffee somewhere, we're making a financial decision, right? And therefore, we've got to be aware of those things. We got to make good decisions. We got to keep ourselves prepared mentally and spiritually to make the right financial decisions each and every day, because the financial decisions that we make will have an impact on our purpose. It may rob us of our purpose, or it may bless us towards our purpose. Our understanding or lack of understanding about our finances may cause frustration, fear, anxiety, and can bring illnesses upon us. Money is a tool that we possess. Never let it possess us. Let me repeat that. The Lord gave me that just a little while ago before I started this podcast. Money is a tool we possess. Never let it possess us. Now, here are a few scriptures, I believe, that are crucial that will help us understand that God wants us to do the right things with our finances. What does God want us to do with the finances that we have? What is the purpose that we have in these finances? Well, let's start with number one. It's found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits. Now, see, that's twice now. I've talked about different scriptures that talk about honoring the Lord with our wealth. And it says with the first fruits, which means the first of what we get, the very beginning of what we have. When we're blessed, we need to honor God with that. And we honor God with that by taking care of our needs and meeting the needs of others and blessing the kingdom of God. You see, our purpose in life is to honor God. That's our number one purpose in life. And when we do that, we will be blessed in every single area of our life. All right, here's another one. Number two is a scripture this one I don't think I'm going to use a scripture on, but this is a thought the Lord just gave me. God wants us to be good managers of our finances. We do that when we know the difference between wants, needs, and desires. I'm going to talk about that for a second. This is so important to establish and to catch this. Some things are taught, some things are caught. You got to catch this one. God wants us to be good managers or stewards. The Bible talks about being good stewards. That's just basically managers of what we have and the blessings that we have. And we can only be good stewards if we understand the difference between wants, needs, and desires. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to over the years as a banker and as a pastor, a lot of biblical counseling I gave and financial counseling I gave when I was a banker for years, people came in and they'd make a statement like, I really need to get a boat. And I'd say, okay, are you a fisherman? You know, are you using it for commercial work? Or are you using it for leisure and pleasure? And I would kind of kid with them a little bit and they'd say, well, you know what I mean. I need it just because I want it. And I said, well, do you want it or you didn't need it? And it became a want. And a lot of times we use the word need in areas where it really is a want or a desire. Now, we can have what we want and we can have what we need and we can have what we desire as long as we put God first. The Bible says we must delight ourselves in the Lord, and then He will give us the desires of our heart. So therefore, there's a condition to getting the desires, wants, and needs, and that is if we delight ourselves in the Lord. We don't delight ourselves in our wants, needs, and desires. If we do that, we've got the wrong purpose for our finances. So really, it's so important to catch this. And this is kind of even a financial teaching. You know, I've done an awful lot of podcasts. I've written a couple books on finances. And those are things that are so important to people. My background in banking, I did 16 years in banking. I went to school to learn how to be a banker and a financial consultant and all those things. I did just a lot of work with finances because I found so many people had a problem understanding what finances are all about. And many times it would hurt their relationship with their marriage or their family or their friends or their work more than it would help it. It's because they had things backwards. They didn't understand that the blessing comes so we can be a blessing. And they didn't understand that. So, I mean, I have taught, and I'm not bragging, please forgive me if you think I am, I'm not boasting or bragging, but I have taught thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the years how to properly handle their finances based upon what God's Word has to say. And one of the primary points that we need to get down, that's why I'm spending time on this, is to understand the difference between wants, needs, and desires. God said that He promised that He'd meet every need that we have. Those are our basic needs. Those are the things that we've got to have. We've got to have good health. We've got to have food. We need shelter. All those things. God promised to take care of those things. Then He said He'll help us with our desires if we delight ourselves in Him. And then He even goes on to help us have the wants that we have as long as those wants are pleasing to God and they honor God. Now, you might be asking now, how can buying a house honor God? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. You see, because we buy a home because God provides the finances for us, and we buy it to provide shelter, provide a safe place for us. Maybe it's a good investment that we're going to live in, and eventually we'll use the funds on that to retire on. But God gives us a home, and that home is blessed by God, whether it's a big home or a little home, wherever it might be. He will bless it regardless of what it's worth, or whether it be a great amount of money or a very small amount of money. He will bless it because He wants the home to be something that He helps provide for us if we keep putting Him first. We honor God with our home when we use our home to bless other people. When we invite the neighbors over to have coffee or dinner or do something like that. When we have people come over to our house and we have a party and we have fun and we do things together. When we have a Bible study or when we raise our children there and we pray together, the home can honor God. So having a want to have a nice home, there's nothing wrong with that as long as it honors God. Having needs are fine as long as they honor God, and having desires are fine as long as they honor God. All right, let's move on now to number 3 in my scriptures. Now, this will be a second scripture, but it's number 3 on my list of things I wanted to talk about. We must have a financial plan in our finances. Well, if you're going to have finances, there should be a plan. Yet, you'd be surprised to know the number of people who make money and have finances, but they have no plan for it. They don't have a budget. They don't know what they're spending. They don't know how they're spending it. They don't have a savings plan. They don't know how they're going to retire. It just goes on and on and on, the number of people who have not planned their finances. But God's Word tells us that we need to have a plan for our finances. When we have a plan for our finances, it blends right into the purpose for our life, because the plan will help us accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. Proverbs 27 and 12. Listen to this. New Living Translation. A prudent man foresees danger and takes precaution. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with financing? Well, it has everything to do with financing when it comes to planning. A prudent man plans for an emergency to happen in his finances. A prudent person gets things in order, their finances, and understands that they got to put God first and give their tithes and offerings to the Lord first. And then what they have left over will take care of all the other needs and things that they have. Included in their plan, there should be savings. I like to teach that people should give the Lord 10% of what they make. Then they should give themselves 10% of what they make for savings and for planning for their future, and then live on the 80%. And then I've had people I've taught that to, and they've come back to me and say, Pastor, that works so well that we started giving God 20%, and then we started giving ourselves 20%, and we learned how to live on 60% of what we made, and it was a real blessing. So Proverbs 27 and 12 ties directly into understanding how our finances go hand in hand with our purpose, and that is, a prudent man foresees danger and takes precautions. That means we prepare ourselves for the future. We never know what's going to happen. You know, I need to say something here that's rather shocking. The other day I was reading some things and looking over some magazine articles and stuff, and there was a little article in there that talked about how the number of people in their 60s and 70s financially do not have even $500 or $600 saved up in the bank where they would be able to take care of an emergency, like a battery goes out or they get sick or they have a repair on their house or a friend needs a few dollars or something. They don't have that because they've not planned for that. And so it's so important that we plan for our future and then anticipate and believe with all of our heart, soul, and mind that God will help us to meet the needs that we have and will help us with our plan, and He'll help us to see it fulfilled if we keep Him first in all that we do. All right, number 4, Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 11. This is really a wonderful scripture. In the NIV, New International Version, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's just a wonderful scripture, and that's advice for how finances fit into our purpose in life. You know, just what that says in Proverbs 13:11, dishonest money dwindles away. Well, obviously, if it's dishonest, it has no foundation, it has no platform, it has nothing that'll carry it through difficult times. So dishonest money, earning it incorrectly, it doesn't last, it dwindles. And it also can hurt people and can also destroy them. But whoever gathers money little by little, that's just steady work. There's another proverb that tells you that steady plodding brings prosperity, but hasty speculation brings poverty. See, this is telling me that God wants us to have a consistent plan to make money, making it little by little, one step at a time. The steps of a righteous man are led of God. That doesn't mean that you can't have great success a little quicker than other people can have it, but what it means is that the average person, the typical person who is working in life, needs to be very careful with the finances that they have, and the decisions that they make must be well thought of, planned, have a purpose, and have focus on blessing the Lord and blessing themselves and blessing others, and not worrying about making it all in one deal or jump into some blue sky thing that's out of proportion. But steady plodding brings prosperity. And this says making money little by little makes it grow. So it will be consistent and it will grow and it'll prosper. And it will help our finances to be in alignment with our purpose. Here's the last scripture I'm going to give on this. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4 in the New International Version. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. So that's just another example of how our finances can impact our purpose. Lazy hands will never bring forth the purpose that God wants for us, but diligent hands will bring forth that purpose. It'll bring forth wealth. It'll bring forth a blessing. So we need to be consistent with that. These are just a few scriptures. There's about four of them there. They're short and brief. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of scriptures in the Word of God. I would encourage you to get the Bible out and read the book of Proverbs for advice and direction on finances. I particularly like Proverbs chapter 3. It's wonderful advice for business dealings and dealing with our finances, and I think it'll help keep us on path to fulfill the purpose that God has placed in our life. As I mentioned before, these are only a few of the scriptures that help us to do what our God wants us to do as we live in His plan and purpose for us. Now, let me make a really, really quick review as we're running out of time here, and I hope this has been a blessing to you. A quick review of some points that you can take from this. If you don't get anything else out, just get these two or three points and stick them in your heart and your mind and live with them. Just remember to understand that God needs to be honored in everything that we do in our finances. He has to be honored in everything we do in our purpose in our life. That we must be prudent and we must foresee danger ahead. We must plan, and that we must not be lazy. We must be consistent and doing things that will bless the kingdom of God, and that in turn will bless us and bless others. Finances with purpose must honor God. God is our source. Once again, I hope this has been a blessing to you. We're going to continue on in our series, but first I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time, and I thank you, Lord, that those who've listened in are interested in understanding the relationship between finances with purpose, or otherwise they would not have listened in. So bless them, and I pray the scriptures that we've used would help them and would strengthen them, and I pray, Lord, that their finances would line up with the purpose that God has placed in their lives. Bless them and keep them, Father. I pray, Lord, that they would have wisdom in their decisions. They'd have clarity, and they would have the knowledge they need to know to make the right decisions at the right times for their finances. Now bless them and keep them, I pray, and I'll give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I would like now to tell you about what's happening in our next podcast. As we continue in this series on purpose, the next podcast, there was so much to talk about in finances, I couldn't get it all done in one, so it's going to spill over to this one, and I'm going to follow up that podcast we just did with this one, God's Purpose in Finances. We must follow the Scripture's instructions, okay, on how to use our finances, discover the good and the bad use of money, and we must understand why the Scriptures are filled with financial advice. See how following God's purpose for us will impact our finances. I'm really excited about that one. I hope that you'll tune in for it. Let your family and friends know about it. We're getting into some areas that's very practical, and I think that will be a blessing to you. If you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, that's the name of our podcast, and this particular series is Living with Purpose. If you want to know more about Quality Christian Living, I'd like you to go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com, and when you pull up that webpage, you'll notice on the very front page there, you'll see a link to my podcast. This is podcast number 308, so we've certainly done a lot of them, and there are some wonderful series in there that the Lord has given me. There's a series on how to get out of debt and stay out of debt. There's a series there on how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, how to walk in the Spirit. There's a series on faith, series on miracles, series on relationships, series on understanding what generosity is and understanding what financial and spiritual prosperity is and how they must go together. I got to tell you, there's a lot of material there, and I hope that you would listen to those. Just press that link and you can see a plethora of topics, and I pray that they'll be a blessing to you. In addition to that, if you'll scroll down on my webpage there, you'll notice that I have a number of books that I've written, a couple for veterans, another one on faith, and one entitled Faith for Miracles, another one dealing with calling forth those things that are now as though they are. It's a book, another book on faith. There's a book there dealing with how to understand what generosity does in our life, not just financial generosity, but generosity with what we have, our talents and our abilities. So there's a number of topics there that I hope would bless you, and I hope you'd like to maybe tune into that. So we would need to start wrapping up this podcast, but I do want to thank you for listening in, and I really appreciate the number of people who are consistently listening to our podcast. We've been doing this now for a little over 3 years. When I first started, I thought, well, maybe I'll do this for 6 or 8 months and kind of see how it goes and let it go. And after I got into it and after I hit my first, 100 podcasts, it seemed like this is what the God has called me to do. And I get calls from people, emails from people. I get information on my Facebook and all that good stuff from people who've listened to these and how they're being blessed by it. And so I really appreciate you listening in. I thank you so much. And glad that you've been a part of that. But before I close, I just want to give you a little blessing and ask the Lord to just help you in all that you put your hands to. Let me just give you this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. You know, if you would like to be a part of my podcast, you can subscribe to them by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. So once again, thank you for listening to Quality Christian Living. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast had to do with finances with purpose. So may God richly bless you, and may you receive the financial blessings that really, quite frankly, are promised to you. And may you then pray that they will be in alignment with the purpose that God has placed upon your life, that you'll live and walk in God's purpose, and He will reward you openly because of that. Thank you once again for listening in to Quality Christian Living. This has been podcast number 308.